我想我们开始先读提摩太后书第三章一到五节。
Let's start with reading 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5.
提摩太后书的第三章一到五节。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away.
我想我今天还是愿意跟弟兄姊妹一起来思想非常基本的事情。
As usual, I would like to consider with brothers and sisters today on something that is very basic, fundamental.
我的题目叫做危险的日子里那些经练过的人。
My topic is those who have been trained by discipline in perilous times.
我想如果大家还记得我们上一次也是读了一样的圣经。
If you recall, last time we read the same passage.
保罗在这里告诉我们。
Paul is here telling us.
在末后的日子有危险的日子要来到
that in these last days perilous times will come
如果你仔细去读他这里所说的话
if you read it carefully
保罗根本不是在提醒提摩太说对这个世界不信主的人讲
Paul is not here telling Timothy to speak to those who do not believe in the world
对不信主的人说要有危险的情况会出现
to tell the people of this world that perilous days will come
这里不是保罗所说的
that is not what Paul is saying
而是说这个危险的情况会发生在教会的里面
but it is rather that this perilous times will occur in the church
在神的儿女当中会有危险的日子来到
that there will be perilous times amidst the children of God
如果这个世界上不信主的人没有重生得救的人有这样的情况的话
If there's such condition amongst people who did not believe in this world,
那个其实不能叫做危险的事情。
That is not actually perilous.
那是正常的日子。
That is their normal.
因为没有重生得救的人。
Because for those who are not born again,
他本来就是专顾自己。
They already only care about themselves.
贪爱钱财。
To lovers of money.
自夸。
Boasters.
狂傲。
Proud,
放毒
blasphemer,
违背父母
disobedient,
忘恩负义
unthankful,
心不圣洁
unholy,
无亲情
unloving,
不解怨
unforgiving,
好说谗言
slanderers,
不能自约
without self-control,
性情凶暴
brutal,
不爱良善
despisers of good,
卖主卖友
traitors,
任意妄为
headstrong,
自高自大
haughty,
爱宴乐
lover of pleasure,
我想世界上的人
lover of God,
可能比这里说的要更糟糕
Perhaps the view of this world is even more terrible than what is described here.
所以如果保罗是说给世界上的人听的话
So if Paul is speaking to the people of this world,
其实根本不奇怪
then this is not something strange.
那是再正常不过的事情
This is very normal.
但是保罗在这里是告诉我们这些信主的人
But Paul is speaking now to those who believe.
是告诉我们这些信主的人有一天危险的日子要来了。
And he's speaking to those who believe that one day perilous times will come.
我想我们都知道我们没信主的时候是什么样的情况。
I believe we still recall what our condition was when we were unbelievers.
在约翰一书第五章十九节，约翰告诉我。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 19, John is telling us.
他说我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
He says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
然后在约翰福音十五章十九节。
And in John chapter 15 verse 19,
约翰福音十五章十九节。
John chapter 15 verse 19,
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的人。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
If you were of the world would love its own, yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
这个世界是反对神的。
The world is against God.
是在那恶者的手下。
And it is under the sway of the evil one.
约翰告诉我们，我们这些重生得救的人。
John is telling us those who of us who are born again.
我们是一批属神的人。
We are people who belong to the God.
我们不是属世界的。
We do not belong to the world.
我们和世界上的人是不一样的。
We are different from people of this world.
并且世界上的人能够认出来我们与他们不一样。
And even more so that people of this world can discern that we are different from them.
所以世界就恨我们。
Therefore the world hates us.
保罗在提摩太前书第三章十五节告诉提摩太。
Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 tells Timothy,
他说这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
He says that this house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
教会和世界是完全分开的。
The church and the world is completely separate.
是有一条很清楚的界限划定在那里。
There is a very clear separating line there.
神的教会是要表明神的真理。
And God's church is to manifest God's truth.
所以在提摩太前书第六章十一节的时候保罗也说到。
Therefore, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, Paul says,
他告诉那些属神的人。
He tells those who belong to the Lord.
他说但你这属神的人要逃避这些事追求公义敬虔信心爱心忍耐温柔。
But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness,Godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness.
一个基督徒如果正常的话
If a Christian is normal,
一个属神的人他如果正常的话
If someone who belongs to the Lord, God is normal,
他不会只是每周日来到这里坐一下听一听
He wouldn't just come every week and sit here and listen for a little bit.
如果你只是习惯了每周日来到这里
If you come here out of routine,
你在神的面前是一个不正常的人
Then before God, you are someone who's abnormal.
神说正常的基督徒他追求公义敬虔信心爱心忍耐温柔
Because God says someone who is normal would pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness
同时他逃避罪恶
And he would flee from sins and transgressions
他逃避这个世界的吸引
And he would flee from the draw of this world
这是一个基督徒正常的话该有的情况
This is the normal condition of a Christian.
并且是我们的主要我们每个人该有的情况。
And this is also what the Lord wants each of us to have.
所以保罗在提摩太后书里写信告诉提摩太。
Therefore, in 2 Timothy, Paul writes to Timothy,
要他知道一件事情。
That he should know one thing.
就是有危险的日子要来到。
That there are perilous days that will come.
那个正常的情况要消失了。
That normal condition will diminish.
那个正常基督徒该有的光景要失去了。
That condition of a normal Christian will be lost.
正常基督徒的标准要失去了。
And that standard of a normal Christian will be lost.
很多不正常的情况开始要发生。
And a lot of abnormal things will start to happen.
并且那不正常的事情成为一个常态。
And even so, the abnormal things become seemingly normal.
信主的人根本不知道活着在为什么。
And those who believe the Lord do not know why they're living.
信主的人根本不知道信主的标准该是什么。
They no longer know the standard for believing the Lord.
信主的人根本不知道信主的人该过如何样的生活。
And these believers don't know what believers ought to live and how they should conduct themselves.
好像一个人信主了和世人没有什么差别。
It is as if those who believe the Lord have no difference from people of the world.
并且那条分别的界限没有了。
And there's no separating line anymore.
一个人说他是信主。
Someone says he believes.
他说他是基督徒。
He says he's a Christian.
但你看他的生活的话。
But if you look at his life.
你看他生命的反应。
If you look at his manifestation of life.
让你里面非常的困惑。
You are very puzzled within.
因为你根本看不出来这个人和世人到底有什么区别。
Because you cannot tell there's any difference between this person and a person of this world.
唯一的区别就是他参加很多的聚会。
The only difference is that he attends a lot of meetings.
有一个圣经的翻译版来翻译提摩太后书第三章第一节
There is an English translation for 2 Timothy 3:1
它是英文的一个翻译、
It's in English
它是说到提摩太后书第三章第一节应该这样讲、
It translates this way for 2 Timothy 3:1
提摩太啊你要知道在末后的日子要做一个真正的基督徒是非常困难的
You may as well know this too, Timothy, that in the last days it is going to be very difficult to be a Christian.
今天这个时代让人觉得信耶稣非常的容易。
During this age, it lets people feel like believing the Lord is very easy.
你只要嘴上说一句我接受主。
As long as you say that you accept the Lord,
你就信主。
Then you are a believer.
好像人是被人求着来信主。
Perhaps you were begged by others to come believe the Lord.
很多人信主了好像是给主面子来信的。
Perhaps you're feeling that you're doing God a favor by believing the Lord.
因着某年某月某日的某一天他讲了一句话我接受主。
Perhaps on a certain day of a certain year, he said something, so I believe the Lord.
他做了一个祷告叫做觉知祷告。
And this person, made a believer's, prayer of salvation.
他就信主了。
And he becomes a Christian.
如果你去读圣经的话。
If you read the Bible.
圣经从来没有这样讲过。
The Bible doesn't say things like this.
说你做一个觉知祷告你就成为基督徒。
As long as you pray a prayer of believer's prayer of salvation, then you are saved.
就你嘴里讲几个字你的生命就发生奇妙的大改变。
As long as you say a few words, then your life will be miraculously changed.
你就讲几个字你就脱离了永远的灭亡。
As long as you say a few words, then you will, no longer go towards destruction.
只是讲几个字你就成为神的儿女。
As long as you say a few words, then you become children of God.
圣经里面从来没有讲过这样。
The Bible doesn't say it like this.
这是今天的人所发明出来的东西。
This is the invention of people of this age.
而让人觉得做基督徒非常的容易。
To make people feel that it is very easy to become a Christian.
像加入世界上的会员一样。
It is as if you add a membership to some organization.
有的时候甚至比世界上的会员还要容易加入。
Perhaps it's even easier than adding into a member.
世界上加入会员有时候还要做一些背景的调查。
For becoming a member for some organization, sometimes there are background checks.
我们今天怎么敢告诉人？
How dare we tell people?
你就讲几个字。
Just say a few words.
你就成为神的儿女。
Then you become a child of God.
你就真的成为基督徒。
Then you become a true Christian.
你就永远脱离灭亡。
Then you will forever go away from destruction.
前些日子我认识到一个人，他说他信主。
The last few days, I met someone who says he believes the Lord.
他说他当年在他所聚会的地方。
He says, in the old days when he was in a gathering,
他签了一个字。
He signed something.
就成为基督徒。
So he became a Christian.
我当时听到之后，我真的是，我不知道讲什么。
I was speechless.
签一个字就成为神的儿女了。
You signed a form and you are now a child of God.
保罗告诉我们，今天是一个危险的日子。
Paul tells us today,or perilous times.
我们今天所处的一个时代是一个没有标准的日子。
We are in an age where there's no standard.
因为这个时代人要专顾自己。
Because in this age, people only care about themselves.
专顾自己的表现是什么？
They care about how they manifest themselves.
专顾自己所表现出来的是什么样的光景？
They care about the kind of manifestation of the condition that they have.
就是我觉得是怎么样，那这件事就是怎么样。
It is whatever they see is right in their eyes, or whatever they feel,they say it so.
我觉得是对的，那就是对的。
If I think it's right, then it's right.
我觉得是错的，那就是错的。
If I think it's wrong, then it's wrong.
对我好，那就是好的。
If it is good to me, then it's good.
对我不好，那就是不好的。
If it is bad to me, then it's bad.
那个真正的标准好像没有了。
There seems to be a loss of that true standard.
没有人再知道神的标准是怎么样的。
No one knows God's standard anymore.
神的眼中所看为对的是什么？
What is right in God's eyes?
基督徒的生活该有的情况是怎么样的？
What is the right condition of a normal Christian?
好像今天我们已经失去那个标准了。
It is as if we have lost that standard today.
在诗诗记里面有一句话。
In Judges there is this phrase.
是在整本诗诗记的最后一句话。
It's at the very end of Judges.
是21章25节。
21-25.
那是以色列人中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there were no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
其实英文的翻译是更准确的。
The English translation is more accurate.
就是每个人都在做自己眼中看为对的事。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
我觉得对，那我就做。
If I feel it's right, then I do it.
就圣经说这样做的人，他们没有王。
The Bible says these people had no king.
耶和华神根本就不是他们的王。
The Lord is no longer their king.
今天如果我们不来追求认识神的标准是怎么样
？Today, if we're not going to pursue and know God's standard,
如果我们不来追求什么是神所看为对的
，If we do not pursue after what God sees as right,
我只是照着自己的标准在那里过所谓基督徒的生活
，And we only live according to our own standards to live that so-called Christian life.
其实主根本不是我们的主。
Then the Lord is not our Lord.
其实你的生活是一个没有主的生活。
Then we live a life without the Lord.
是一个没有王的生活。
A life without the King.
你只是任意而行。
And we do whatever is right in our own eyes.
我想我们今天实在需要主怜悯我们，来认识神的标准是什么。
Today we truly need God's mercy to let us know what God's standard is.
并且我们要竭力活在其中。
And that we must strive to live within it.
否则我们所谓的基督徒生活是根本没有什么意义的。
Otherwise, our so-called Christian life is meaningless.
保罗说，如果今天你真的要做基督徒的话
，Paul says today, if you truly want to be a Christian,
你真的要过一个正常的基督徒的生活的话
，if you truly want to live a normal Christian life,
是非常困难的。
It is very difficult.
不像很多人觉得是非常容易的。
It is not easy like other people might think.
来聚聚会查查经就成为基督徒了。
Just come to some gatherings and read some scripture and you are a Christian.
因为今天那个正常的标准已经没有了
Because that normal standard is gone
人已经把那个标准降低了
Man has lowered that standard
如果我们今天要活在主的面前
If today we want to live before the Lord
过一个神眼中算数的生活
To live a life that is counted by the Lord
我想你其实会发现一件事情
Then you will notice one thing
其实是很困难的
It is actually quite difficult.
其实真的是像保罗所说的是非常困难。
It is like what Paul says, it is very difficult.
有一个很大的阻力在那里。
There is a great force against that.
我们都在那里讲主耶稣，主耶稣。
We all call Lord, Lord Jesus.
但可能已经对主耶稣的名字没有什么感觉了。
But perhaps we're already numb to the name of the Lord.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有去查过圣经里说主耶稣的名字到底是什么意思。
I wonder if brothers and sisters have considered in the Bible what the Lord Jesus' name actually means.
在马太福音第一章有讲到。
In Matthew chapter 1 it says,
马太福音第一章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
他说你将要生一个儿子你要给他起名叫耶稣因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And she will bring forth a son and you shall call his name Jesus for he will save his people.From their sin.
神的话是怎么说的
How does God's word say?
为什么要叫耶稣呢
Why is he named Jesus?
因为耶稣要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来
For he will save his people from their sins.
这里没有讲到耶稣要将他的百姓从地狱里救出来
Here it doesn't say that Jesus will save his people from hell.
是要把他的百姓从罪恶里救出来
It is to save them from sin.
今天你发现一个很奇怪的情况
It is something very strange today.
很多人说自己从地狱里得拯救了。
A lot of people say I'm saved from hell.
但你去看他的生活。
But you look at their conduct and life.
和地狱之子的生活没有什么区别。
There's no difference from those who are sons of hell.
他的主根本没有把他从罪恶里面救出来。
His Lord did not save him out of sin.
主的话告诉我们。
But the Lord's word tells us.
如果你称他为主的话。
If you call him as Lord.
你的身上必须经历一件事情。
You need to experience one thing.
他救你从罪恶里面出来。
That he saved you out of sin.
一个人如果真的重生得救。
If someone is truly born again,
真的认主为主的话
and truly consider Lord as Lord,
真的在神的面前认真追求的话
and truly pursue the Lord seriously,
身上会有一个力量产生的
then there will be an impulse within.
在他们身上会有一个真实的经历在哪里
there will be a true experience.
当一个不信主的人碰到他
when an unbeliever met him,
会有一个见证显出来
there will be a testimony.
人会知道他跟我不一样
Then people will know that he is different from me.
人会发现这个人从某些的罪恶里面得拯救了。
They will notice that this person has been saved from certain sins.
这里的罪恶不是单数的罪。
Here the word sins is not singular sin.
不是说到我们这个犯罪的天性。
It is not speaking of our sin nature.
不是说我们好像罪根没有了。
It is not that the removal of the sin nature.
不是说我们今天再不会犯罪了。
It is not that we will never sin again.
而它这里是一个复数的罪。
Rather here is the word is in plural.
是指着我们的生活讲的。
It is speaking of our daily living.
是指着我们的行为讲的。
It is speaking of our conduct.
是指着我们今天表现出来的见证讲的。
It is speaking of the manifestation of the testimony.
在这个人的身上发生了一件事情。
there's something that transpired on this person.
他从很多的罪恶里面真的得拯救。
And he has truly been saved from many sins.
他一天一天的在那里过。
And day by day he lives.
以前是罪恶的事情，今天我不做了。
Used to be doing things that are in sin, but he no longer does them.
因为他的主要把他从罪恶里面救出来。
Because his Lord will save him out of sin.
这是主耶稣名字的意思。
This is the meaning of the name of the Lord Jesus.
主今天有没有拯救我们从我们的罪恶里面得拯救呢
Has the Lord saved us out of sins?
你口里所认的主是否一天过一天在拯救你脱离罪恶
The Lord whom you confess in your mouth, is he saving you day by day?
也就是说这个人是一直在那里有改变的
In other words, this person is continually being changed.
他的主是一直在那里改变他的
His Lord continues to change him.
一直把他里面的罪恶让他得拯救
To continue to save him out of his sins and the evil within.
这个人一直因着神的生命在他里面，生命当中发生奇妙的大改变。
This person, because the Lord's life is in him, that his life continued to miraculously change.
他不是一个没有改变的人。
He's not someone who has never changed.
他不是我今天信主了和之前没有信主是一样的人。
He's not someone who is the same before he believed and now that he believes.
他不是我今天信主五年和信主五年之前是一样的情况。
He is not someone who had believed in the Lord 5 years and is the same after 5 years.
而是他一直在神的面前有改变的。
But rather he continues to change.
一直在神的面前有更多的认识在往前走的。
That he continues to know more and continues to walk forward.
他一直在那里更多的脱离罪恶的事情的。
Continuously he is being freed and saved from sin.
他一直在更多脱离神眼中所看为不正的事情的。
To be freed from those who God considers as not right.
他一直在那里更多的认识主。
To continue to know the Lord more.
更多的活在神眼中所看为对的事情当中。
To more live in the things that the Lord sees as right.
他所信的神是一位活的神。
He believes a God who is a true and living God.
他所信的神一直在那里改变他。
His God whom he believes continues to change him.
一直在那里拯救他。
Continues to save him.
带他从很多的罪恶里面得拯救。
To save him out of many sins.
因为他的主不允许他一直留在不改变的情况里面。
Because his Lord does not allow him to stay in the same condition.
在这个人的身上，他的主一直在做拯救的工作。
On this person, the Lord continues to do that saving work.
虽然他身上有很多的软弱。
Even though there's a lot of weakness.
虽然有很多的问题。
Even though there are a lot of issues.
他也不完全。
He is not complete.
常常犯很多的错误。
Often make a lot of errors.
也得罪主。
And also offend God.
但是有一件事情。
But one thing.
他所认识的主一直在那里改变他。
The Lord whom he knows continues to change him.
你所认识的主在改变你吗
The Lord who you know, is he changing you?
你说你信主了。
You say that you believe the Lord.
你一年过一年的在这里聚会。
You gather here year after year.
你的主真的有改变你吗
Has your Lord truly changed you?
一年前和今天有不同吗
Are you different a year in the past and today?
我想我们需要来问自己。
I think we need to ask this of ourselves.
如果我们是一个从来不发生改变的人
If we're someone who has never changed,
那我们的主如何是真正是我们的主
Then how can our Lord truly be our Lord?
你知道今天人都在那里专顾自己
Today, people care about themselves.
所有的事情都是围着自己转
Everything is surrounding themselves.
当他在那里专为自己的时候
When people are caring about their own things.
像如果一个人他真的信主了
I think if someone truly believes the Lord,
当他在那里专为自己的时候
when he is there only caring about his own thing,
他的主会提醒他
then his Lord will remind him.
他的主会在他里面有一个不可以这样
His Lord will say, this is not right.
在那里改变他要让他往上面看
The Lord will change him so that he will look up.
要让他以神的事情为念
that he will be mindful of God's thing.
虽然很多的事情在那里搅扰他
even though a lot of things that are he is encountering.
但是他的神在他的里面一直在那里好像催促他你要来认识我
But his Lord seems to be from within keepshastening and urging him to come and know them.
救他脱离以自我为中心的情况。
To save him out of that self-centeredness.
不知道多少次我们身上又发生自怜自爱了。
How many times we love ourselves and pity ourselves.
但我们的主是真实的。
But our Lord is real.
我们的主不放过我们。
Our Lord will not let us go.
主今天有不放过你吗
Has the Lord not let you go today?
主是否在我们的生活当中兴起环境呢
Has the Lord raised up circumstances in our life?
主是否在那里管教我们呢
Is the Lord there disciplining us?
这些事都是因着主爱我们。
These are all because the Lord loves us.
如果今天我们的生活主任凭我们，
If the Lord give us up today,
如果今天我们的生活主根本不管我们，
If the Lord doesn't care and chasten us today,
所有的事情都是随我们的意思过了，
And let us do whatever we want,
我想我们今天实在有祸，
Then woe is us.
但当主的手真的在那里碰碰我们，
And when the Lord's hand is actually touching us,
我们真的常常觉得好不舒服啊。
We feel very uncomfortable.
好难受啊。
It is very difficult.
为什么要发生这样的事情啊？
Why would these things happen to us?
为什么发生在我的身上？
Why would it happen to me?
为什么偏偏这个时候发生在我的身上？
Why would it happen to me at this time?
为什么不在我闲的时候发生在我的身上？
Why wouldn't this happen to me when I have a little bit more time?
还是在我压力最大的时候发生在我的身上？
It's happening when I am under the most pressure.
我们一起读一下希伯来书十二章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 12 together.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的十二章第七节到第十一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 to verse 11.
希伯来书十二章第七节到第十一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 to 11.
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？生身的父都是但随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。第十一节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live?For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. When we are truly born again,
从在我们的身上从此以后再也没有偶然了。
In our lives, there is no longer a coincidence.
所有的事情都是经过我们主的手领导我们。
Everything comes through the hand of our Lord.
那些我们今天所忍受的事情。
Those things that we're enduring today.
那些让我们今天觉着不舒服的事情。
Those things that we feel uncomfortable about.
那些激起我们里面好像那个波浪的事情。
Those things that seem to give us turmoil from within.
碰到我们心的事情。
Those things that touches our heart.
我们刚读的圣经告诉我们，这是神在管教我们。
The Bible's passage we just read tells us that it's our God chastening us.
你们所忍受的是神管教你们。
You're enduring chastening that God is dealing with.
今天我们所遇到的所有的情况让我们不舒服的。
All the things that we encounter today that cause discomfort.
你要知道一件事情，就是神在管教我们。
You have to know one thing, it is that God is chastening us.
这些事情是用聪明的头脑根本没办法来明白的。
These things we cannot comprehend using our brain.
我们是根本没有办法通过分析来理解。
We cannot understand this through analysis.
但是在基督徒的身上却是真实的。
But on the other hand, it is real in the life of Christians.
很多时候你外面看起来
from outward,
实在不是什么让人快乐的事情。
It looks like things that are not causing joy.
并且很多时候是让人难过的。
In fact, oftentimes it causes sorrow.
让人流泪的。
Brings about tears.
还让人绝望的。
Perhaps even let people lose hope.
还让人痛苦的。
And there's pain.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
以赛亚告诉我们。
Isaiah tells us.
以赛亚书五十五章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11.
说天五十五节第五十五章第九节。
55 verse 9.
天怎样高过地，照样。我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts.
虽然有难处，有眼泪
，even though there are difficulties and tears，
也有惧怕
，and there are fears，
但是这背后却是神拯救的手。
But behind this, there is the saving the hand of salvation from.
主要改变我们这个人。
The Lord will change us.
我们的主不允许一个服侍他的人。
The Lord does not allow someone who serves him
今天一直活在自己的里面
to continue to live within himself
一直不改变
to never change
我们的主人要亲自来改变我们
Our Lord will change us personally
他兴起环境来管教我们改变我们
to rise up circumstances to discipline us to change us
希伯来书十二章第十节告诉我们
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10 it tells us
他说你生身的父都是暂随己意在那里管教我们唯有万灵的父管教我们是好我们得益处在他的圣洁上有份
For indeed our earthly fathers for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them but he our God for our profit that we is disciplining us that we may be partakers of his holiness
主今天要改变我们
Our Lord is changing us
使我们真的得益处
It is for our profit
但是今天这个危险的日子已经来到了
But today these perilous times have come
世界的观念已经进到教会的里面
And the worldview of this world has entered into the church.
今天很多信主的人会觉得
A lot of people who believe the Lord might feel this way.
只要我觉得不舒服
As long as I feel discomfort.
只要我感觉上不快乐
As long as I don't feel joy.
那就对我没什么益处啊
Then it is of no profit to me.
有什么益处呢
What is profit?
我都感觉不快乐了
I don't feel good.
那肯定是坏处啊
So that must be bad.
肯定是招损的事情啊
It must be something that is bad to me.
根本不可能有益处的
It could not bring about profit.
我不知道今天我们的里面到底是怎么看的
I wonder how we view this thing.
我想不是我们嘴上怎么说。
It is not what we say.
不是我们知识的里面怎么认定的。
It is not what we think in our mind.
如果今天一件事情临到你。
If today something befalls you.
真的让你不舒服。
And cause you pain.
真的让你不快乐。
And cause you sorrow.
真的让你不明白主啊你在做什么呢。
And cause you to not understand, Lord, what are you doing?
真的让你里面惧怕了。
Cause you fear within.
这个时候你怎么看
How are you going to view this thing?
这个时候你里面的感觉是怎么样的
How are you going to feel within?
你是不是被这个世界的价值观所在那里带着走呢
Have you been brought along by this world's value system?
这肯定没益处
This is of no benefit to me.
太没益处了
This is such terrible thing that happens to me.
还是你真的能够相信主的话
Or can you truly believe the Lord's word?
主的话告诉我们
The Lord's word tells us
所有管教的事情
all the discipline
就是所有那些碰到你的事情
in other words, all the things that happen to you
当时不觉得快乐
those things we do not do not feel good when they come
反觉得愁苦
but it brings about sorrow
但是却是要我们得益处
but it is for our profit
虽然不觉得快乐觉得愁苦
Even though we have no joy and we feel pain,
但是却能在神的面前得益处的。
But never does us that we can have profit before God.
但是今天这个危险的日子对我们的影响是何等的厉害。
But these perilous times, they affect us so much.
好像我们常常有一个观念在哪里。
It is as if we often have this concept.
让我们在神的面前对属灵的事情好像就是摸不到。
It is.To causing us to not be able to touch those spiritual matters before God.
我们一年过一年的还是在那里绕圈。
And year after year, we seem to be going around in circles.
好像我们问的问题其实都是一个问题。
It seems like we're asking the same questions over and over.
就是我如何能够觉得舒服？
Now, how can I feel more comfortable?
就是我如何能够觉得里面不愁苦？
How can I have more joy within?
就是我如何能够今天走得容易一点？
How can I walk?With more ease,
让我开心一点
that I can walk with more joy.
我们所有的问题都是这个问题
Our questions are always like this.
但是神的话告诉我们
But God's word tells us,
因着我们的性情与神的性情相差太大了
Because our nature and God's nature are so different.
所以神因着爱要来管教我们
So out of love, God is chastening us.
很多人因着父亲的爱要来管教我们
A lot of people using the Father's love to chasten us.
很多人在那里问今天我怎么认识父亲的爱啊
A lot of people ask how can I know father's love
在那里从道理上要明白什么是对父亲的爱的经历啊
To through doctrine to try to comprehend what is the father's love
其实明白了也没用
But actually, even if you comprehend, it's still of no use to you.
只有我们今天亲自的经历，我们的父亲在那里管教我们。
Only if today we experience personally our Father is chastening us.
真的经历到我们在主的面前得着益处。
To truly experience that before the Lord's presence that we are gaining profit.
我们才能够明白什么叫做天父。
Then we can comprehend what is Heavenly Father.
我们不是在那里纠正一个词汇，祷告的时候今天改说天父，我们感谢你。
We are not trying to correct a nomenclature saying today we praise Heavenly Father.
而是我们要在我们每天的经历当中认识我们的主如何带领我们。
But rather in our daily living, that day by day we need to know how our Lord is leading us.
你只有经历过父亲在那里管教你。
Only if you experience the Father chastening us,
你才能从里面明白什么叫做父亲对我的爱。
Then from within you will know, only then you will know Father's love.
否则我只能道理上讲得清楚。
Otherwise, I can only have the head knowledge.
但是我里面其实根本不知道。
But I would not have that true knowing within.
神的话说，凡管教的事情。
The Lord's word says, all the chastening.
所有那些碰到你的事情。
All the things that touch you.
当时不觉得快乐。
They do not feel joyful.
反觉得愁苦。
But painful.
但我们却一直在那里问。
But we keep asking.
现在我怎么觉得快乐呢
？How can we feel joyful？
怎么觉得不愁苦呢
？How can we not be painful？
神的话告诉我们，你就是当下觉得不快乐。
But God's word is telling us it will not be joyful.
当下就是愁苦的。
It will be painful.
我们就一直在那里问，我就怎么快乐
？But we keep asking how can we not? How can we be joyful?
所以我们就一直在那里绕圈。
That's why we keep going around in circles.
其实我们是在那里告诉主。
But in fact, what we're doing is that we're telling the Lord there,
你不要再管我了。
Stop disciplining me.
不要再管教我了。
Stop chastening me.
我不要你这样爱我了。
I do not want your love in this way.
你就任凭我吧。
Just let me up.
让我做一个狮子算了。
Let me be illegitimate.
我不要做你的儿子。
I do not want to be your son.
其实我们很多时候的问题
In fact,
向着主，主听见的就是这样的。
In fact, a lot of times when we ask the Lord questions, the Lord is hearing it in this way.
因为我们就是要觉得快乐。
Because we want to feel joyful.
就要觉得不愁苦。
We do not want pain.
保罗在提摩太后书第三章第四节告诉最后一句话，他告诉我们。
In Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 4, the very end he tells us,
就在这个危险的日子里，信主的人会有一种的表现。
That in these perilous times, those who believe the Lord will have this manifestation.
爱厌乐，不爱神。
Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
其实这里中文的翻译好像听起来是在这里说爱请客吃饭，不爱神。
In Chinese, it sounds like it says you love to have feasts and parties.
但其实原文是说爱舒服。
But in the original text, it says lovers of pleasure.
我要 feel good.
I want to feel good.
我要觉得好。
I want to feel good.
我不要觉得愁苦。
I do not want to be in pain.
我不要觉得不快乐。
I want to have joy.
我爱舒服。
I love pleasure and ease.
不要不舒服。
I do not want discomfort.
这里是说的爱厌乐。
Here it speaks of lovers of pleasure.
今天这个危险的日子是否在影响我们
？Today, this perilous time, these things are they affecting us?
让我们就是爱舒服。
That we love comfort.
如果我们今天爱舒服
，If today we love to have comfort,
结局一定是不爱神。
Then the end result is not lovers of God.
如果我们经历所有的事情都是要在那里觉得不要愁苦，我们不会爱主的。
If all the things we pursue are to not have to have comfort, then we would not want the Lord.
一点不合我意的事情都不行，我们是不可能爱主的。
As long as there's something that is not according to my will and I reject it, if I'm like that, then I cannot love the Lord.
这样的结局一定是不爱神。
The end would be to not love God.
如果一个人爱舒服，爱享受
，If someone loves pleasure and enjoyment,
他还觉得他可以爱神
，and he feels that he can still love God.
神的话告诉我们是没有出路的。
God's word tells us that there's no way out.
爱厌乐就不会爱神。
Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, they're mutually exclusive.
我就是要舒服，我是不会爱神的。
If I want that pleasure, then I would not want God.
很多人今天看起来好像也要爱神。
A lot of people seem like they also want to love God.
但是在心中的隐秘处
，But in the hidden parts in their heart,
其实爱神是一个方法。
Loving God is just a method.
爱自己，爱舒服才是目的。
But the goal is to love themselves and to love comfort.
我通过爱神让我觉得舒服。
through loving God to bring me comfort.
我通过爱主让我觉得不愁苦。
Through loving the Lord to bring me not have pain.
其实这是很可怜的。
In fact, that's a very terrible, pitiful state.
真的要求主怜悯我。
We need to ask the Lord for mercy.
不要落到危险的日子的情况里。
That we would not fall into the condition of this perilous times.
我想请你不要误会我的意思。
Do not misunderstand me.
我没有说我们要爱愁苦。
I'm not saying that we ought to love suffering.
爱受苦。
To love suffering.
爱不快乐。
To love not being joyful.
神的话从来没有让我们要去爱受苦。
The Lord's word has never asked us to love suffering.
好像很喜欢今天不开心。
To enjoy being sad.
这不是圣经的教导。
That is not the teaching of the Bible.
我们不是要去找苦受。
We're not trying to look for suffering.
我们也不是要去找不快乐。
It is not that we're looking for lack of joy.
其实彼得在彼得前书第四章 有告诉我们一句话。
In fact, Peter in 1 Peter chapter 4 told us this.
彼得前书第四章第一到第二节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
就基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再是度余下的光阴。
Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of man, but for the will of God.
圣经从来没有说过要有找苦的心智。
The Bible never says to have a mind to look for suffering.
要有爱苦的心智。
Or a mind to love suffering.
圣经说的是你要有受苦的心智。
The Bible is saying that you need to have a mind of suffering in the flesh.
主耶稣从来没有去找苦受了。
The Lord Jesus didn't go look for suffering.
主耶稣从来没有找一个十字架把自己钉上去。
He didn't look for a cross and nail himself onto it.
是苦与十字架来找到主的。
It is that suffering and the cross found the Lord.
主的态度是顺服接受。
And the Lord's attitude is obedience and accepting.
我想我们绝对不是要有爱苦的心智。
We ought to not have a mind to love suffering,
去找苦的心智
or a mind to look for suffering.
圣经是说你要有受苦的心智
but the Bible says to have a mind of suffering.
就是你可以顺服
it is that you can accept,
你可以接受
be obedient.
所以主在马太福音第26章42节告诉我
So in Matthew chapter 26 verse 42, the Lord tells us,
其实主的这是主在祷告
it is the Lord's prayer.
说第二次又去祷告说我父啊这杯若不能离开我必要我喝就愿你的旨意成全。
Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done.
我们绝对不是要去找苦来受的。
It is definitely not for us to look for suffering.
而是要神的旨意成全在我的身上。
But it is God's will be done in our lives.
如果神今天没让我去受苦。
If God didn't tell me to go have, cause me to have suffering.
我自己去把苦找来去受。
And I look for suffering and to put it on me, myself.
神的旨意根本不能成就在我的身上。
Then God's will is not being accomplished in my life.
但是如果这是出于主。
But if this is of the Lord.
如果这杯不能离开我的话。
If this cup cannot be passed.
如果主你一定要我喝的话。
If Lord, you ought if you want me to drink of this cup,
我就接受。
Then I accept.
愿你的旨意成全。
And may your will be done.
这是受苦的心智。
This is the mind of suffering.
这是我们该有的态度。
This is the attitude that we should have.
我们绝对不能去找苦。
We cannot go look for suffering.
其实找苦的人，他找的苦都是他喜欢受的苦。
Actually, those who are looking for suffering, they're looking for the kind of suffering that they like.
那个好像也有点苦。好，外面看起来好像也挺苦的。
It looks outwardly that it's a suffering.
但是他很喜欢那样的苦。
But they look for the kind of suffering that they like.
因为他能给别人看到他在受苦。
Because they can show off to others that they're suffering.
他的里面还是爱自己的。
Within themselves, they're actually still loving themselves.
他的里面还是要人看到我爱主。
And they actually want others to see that they love the Lord.
他的里面没有要来爱神的旨意。
Within them, they are not loving God's will.
所以我们千万不能去找苦。
So we cannot go look for suffering.
我们的态度是要神的旨意成全在我们身上。
Our attitude is that we want God's will to be accomplished in us.
当有事情真的临到我们。
When something actually befalls us.
我们要从深处能够告诉主。
We need to say it from the depths of our hearts.
主啊，愿你的旨意成全在我的身上。
Lord, may your will be done in me.
如果这是出于你的。
If this is out of you.
主啊，你一定要做成。
Then you have to accomplish this.
不要越过我。
Do not pass me by.
今天这个危险的日子已经来到我们当中了。
Today these perilous times have already come to our midst.
基督徒要在那里专顾自己。
And Christians are there caring about themselves.
爱享受，爱舒服。
Loving pleasure, loving comfort.
我们很多的时候觉得以为得着舒服，得着享受。
Oftentimes we think if we obtain comfort and pleasure,
好像自己的意思满足了。
If our will is accomplished,
我就真的快乐。
Then we'll have joy.
我就真的平安了。
Then we'll have peace.
所以很多时候我们信主了，我们在那里拒绝神安排的事情。
Therefore, often after we believe the Lord, we are still rejecting the things that God has arranged for us.
拒绝一切让我觉得不快乐愁苦的事情。
We reject all the things that cause me pain and not joy.
因为我们觉得那些事情是招损的。
Because we think those things are not a benefit.
因为世界告诉我们不快乐一定招损的。
Because the world tells us that if we don't have joy, then that is of no profit.
一定没益处的。
That will have no profit.
我们自怜自爱的心也告诉我们。
And our hearts towards loving ourselves and pitying ourselves.
我这么愁苦一定没有益处的。
It also tells us that if we have such pain, it is of no profit.
但是神的话怎么说？
So how does the God's word say?
我们要再读一下希伯来书十二章十一节。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11.
神管教的是当时不觉得快乐，满觉得愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。
Not joyful in the present, but painful.
我们的服事绝对不是在那里服事人，当下你要去快乐。
Our service towards men is not to make them feel joyful in the present.
当时去解决人的愁苦。
To solve people's sorrow in the present.
我们很多时候觉得这个样有爱心。
We often think that then we'll show them love.
神正在管教这个人。
The Lord is chastening this person right now.
我们就去，没关系，没关系，开心点。
And we say, No worries, be cheerful.
这个绝对不是圣经里面所讲的。
This is not what the Bible says.
如果今天我们真的信主，
If we truly believe the Lord today,
我们的标准如果是我当下的感觉，
If our standard is how we feel in the present,
我们一定会拒绝神管教我们。
Then we will for sure reject God's chastening.
因为我所有的注意力都是在那里关注我快不快乐。
Because my whole attention is surrounded on whether I feel joy.
我愁不愁苦？
Whether I have pain.
如果我眼前的感觉是我最看重的，
If all I care about is whatever I see right now,
那我们根本是不可能有任何属灵的学习的。
Then we cannot have any spiritual learning.
今天这个危险的日子在这里影响我们这些信主的人。
Today the perilous times are affecting those of us who believe the Lord.
在那里只关注我们当下的感受，
To only care about our present feeling.
只解决当下的问题，
To only solve present issues.
好像当下感觉不好，
It is as if we don't feel good in the present.
我就停在那里不要走了。
Then we'll stop there and not move.
我就觉得走不下去了。
And we will feel like we cannot walk forward anymore.
我就一直在那里问。
Then we'll continue to ask.
怎么解决我现在的愁苦？
How do we solve our present sorrow?
我现在不快乐怎么办？
If I presently don't feel joy, how could it be?
其实神管教我们。
But God is chastening us.
兴起环境来。
He arranged circumstances.
神根本没有要解决我们当下快不快乐、愁不愁苦的问题。
God is not even paying attention and trying to solve the issue of whether we feel joy or pain in the present.
当下的感觉根本不是最重要的。
The present feeling is not important at all.
神的话告诉我们，你要往前走。
The God's word says you need to move forward.
你要继续走。
To continue to walk forward.
你不要留在那里。
Do not stop there.
你不要停在那里。
Do not stop there.
神要改变我们这个人。
God will change us.
你一直在那里问是没有答案的。
If we keep asking, there's no answer.
我们刚读过的圣经告诉我们。
We just read the scripture.
在我们的身上必须有另外的一件事情发生。
There must be another thing that happens in us.
就是我们要越过当时的感觉。
That we need to overcome the present feeling.
进到下一步的里面。
To get into the next step.
我们必须要让主带我们往前走。
We need to ask the Lord to help us move forward.
不是停在现在的情况里面去解决问题。
To not stop in the present and try to solve the present issue.
圣经说，在神的面前必须有后来的事。
The Bible says, then before God's presence, you need to have this afterward.
我们再读一下希伯来书十二章十一节。
Let's read that verse again, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。
Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful.
后来。
Nevertheless, afterward.
后来。
Afterward.
在你跟我的身上，有没有后来发生呢？
In you and in me, is there something that happens?Afterwards,
有没有一个后来的事情发生在你我的身上？
Is there something that happens afterwards?
当事情临到你，让你不舒服、愁苦了。
After something befalls you and you have pain and not joy,
让你觉得不快乐了。
Not joy,
你的身上是不是有后来的事情发生呢？
Is there then something that happens afterwards?
还是你这个人完全被当下的愁苦霸占了？
Or are you completely being encompassed by the present issue?
完全被当下的理由占据了。
Completely encompassed by the thing that's happening right now.
完全被当下的问题卡住了。
To be hindered from moving forward by the issue at hand.
留在那里。
And you're staying put.
站在原地找答案。
And you're standing still and trying to solve that issue.
站在原地解决问题。
You're standing there and trying to ask that question.
站在原地要得平安。
Standing still trying to have peace.
站在原地要得喜乐。
Standing still and trying to have joy.
站在原地要觉得不愁苦。
And standing still and not to have pain.
今天很多人就是要站在原地把所有事情搞清楚。
Today, a lot of people want to stand still and try to figure everything out.
要站在原地来明白神在到底在做什么。
To stand still and comprehend what God is doing and what His purpose is.
神的话告诉我们，这个根本不是路。
But God's word tells us this is not the way.
如果我们站在原地是没有出路的。
If we're standing still, then there's no way out.
今天很多人就是要站在原地。
But a lot of people today want to stand still.
来明白神在做什么。
To comprehend and understand what God is doing.
神根本没有让我们留在原地。
But God is not asking us to stand still.
神要我们往前走。
God wants us to move forward.
神没有让我们把当下一切事情分析得清清楚楚。
God doesn't ask us to analyze clearly all the things that's happening right now.
所有事情都看透了。
To understand everything.
我想如果其实是这样，这是很可怕的。
In fact, if you're trying to do that, then that is very terrible.
如果我什么都看明白了，我根本不会来依靠主的。
Because if I can actually understand everything, then I do not need to rely upon the Lord.
其实在保罗的身上，他经历过一件事情，他在罗马书十一章三十三到三十四节，他就发表出来一句话。
And Paul actually experienced something in his life. So in Romans chapter 11, verse 33.
三十三到三十四
33 to 34 and he says something.
他说深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难寻，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out, for who has known the mind of the Lord or who has become his counselor?
在保罗的经历的里面
In Paul's experience
他说主啊你太大了
He says Lord you are so great
完全超过我的理解了
You're far exceed what I can comprehend
谁能做你的谋士
Who can be your counselor
谁能测透你的道路
Who can know the mind of the Lord
但是我们今天听了太多的道
But we have heard so much of God's word
听了太多别人的见证
We have heard so many testimonies
我们今天要来做神的谋士
And we want to be God's counselor
神的话说他的智慧判断何其难测
God's word says His wisdom and knowledge how unsearchable are his judgments
他的踪迹何其难寻
And his path and his way past finding out
但我们很多时候其实这不是我们的经历
But that's not our experience
事情刚发生
When something happened
这个人就已经测透神要做什么了
Or when something had already just happened This person has already figured out What God is trying to do
他已经测透神要让我们学神要让我学什么属灵的功课
He already analyzed and figured out What the spiritual lesson God is trying to teach him right now
他已经测透我的问题是什么了
He already figured out What is his issue
他已经测透神下面要带我怎么走了
And he already figured out How God is going to lead him out
一点不难测的
It is not hard to figure out.
很容易测的
Very easy.
我们很多时候所听过的道，听过的见证，
We have heard so many messages and testimonies.
我们就好像把神的踪迹测出来了。
It is as if we have already figured out his ways.
把神怎么做事好像那个踪迹总结出来了。
And we have already summarized the way in which God works.
我们真的不难寻的，我们寻到了。
It is actually not hard to find out because we've already found out.
事情一来
and when something happens.
主是要我背十字架。
The Lord wants me to bear the cross.
这个事情神要管教我。
This thing the Lord wants to discipline.
这件事情神要对付我的肉。
This thing the Lord is dealing with my flesh.
这件事神要让我走信心的路。
And for this, it is for me to walk the way of faith.
今天我是要更新我的奉献。
And today I need to consecrate my, renew my consecration.
一定是我奉献出问题。
It is.Something wrong with my consecration.
我们好像什么都知道了。
It seems like we know everything.
我们已经成为主的谋士了。
We have become God's counselor.
主的心我已经摸透了。
We have already known the mind of the Lord.
以前其实我们上学在那里写作文。
In the past, when we are in school and we write essays,
老师总结出来一些的模板。
There's always some kind of template.
无论什么题目。
And whatever the topic is,
你只要照着这个模板写。
As long as you write according to that template.
万能的，没有写不出来的作文。
That template is all powerful. You can write any topic based on that template.
其实今天很多的人。
Today actually a lot of people.
有很多属灵的模板。
We have a lot of spiritual templates.
非常的学术。
Very academic.
非常的机械。
Very mechanical.
非常的逻辑化。
Very logical.
好像信耶稣跟在神学院学一门课没什么区别。
It is as if believing the Lord Jesus is no different from taking a class in a seminary.
如果我们今天去考试
，If we go and take a test,
常常应该能拿到很高的分的。
We can probably get high scores.
把我们所发生的事情
，for the things that happened to us,
套到这个模板里面。
We put it into that template.
套进我们这个属灵的模板里面。
We put that into that spiritual template.
我们就明白神在做什么了。
Then we'll comprehend and know what the Lord is doing.
那个属灵的模板是我的平安。
So that spiritual template is my peace.
属灵的模板是我的把握。
That spiritual template is my assurance.
我们好像可以，其实没有主的。
It is as if we don't need the Lord.
主在不在其实没那么重要的。
Whether the Lord is present or not, that's not so important.
我有属灵的模板就够了。
As long as I have that spiritual template, then that is.
我已经测透神在做什么了。
Because I've already figured out what the Lord is doing.
有这些解释就够了。
And I already have all these explanations, and that's enough.
其实你在这样的人的身上。
In fact, if you meet someone like that,
你根本碰不到一种的味道，是他无依无靠的来依靠主。
You cannot sense that they are clinging onto the Lord with no one else.
你在他的祷告里面，你根本遇不到一种迫切的负担。
And when you hear their prayers, you will not sense the burden of urgency.
你根本遇不到他里面狠狠的要抓住主。
You do not see that they are clinging onto the Lord for their life.
还要求主，主啊，你要做事。
That they're crying out to the Lord, Lord, you have to do something.
在他的身上根本碰不到那个迫切。
You will not.Have sensed that urgency.
也碰不到他对属灵的事情有一个胃口。
And you will not sense that they have any spiritual appetite.
也碰不到他里面有一个饥渴要来认识主。
And you will not sense that they have any hunger for knowing the Lord.
也碰不到他对自己属灵的光景有个一个不满足。
And you will not sense that they have this dissatisfaction with their present spiritual condition.
也碰不到他里面有一个祷告，主啊，让我认识你。
And you will not sense that they have this prayer within, Lord.Help me know you.
因为他什么都知道了。
Because they already know everything.
他照着他的模板什么都看透了。
According to the template, they can see through everything.
我想我们的主是信实的。
I think our Lord is faithful.
主要赏赐每一个寻求他的人。
The Lord is a rewarder of all those who seek him.
哎，那就真的寻找，就让他寻见。
For those who diligently seek him, then they will find him.
就当我们有时候真的要认识主。
So if we truly want to know the Lord,
神就兴起环境。
The Lord will bring about circumstances
来管教我们
to discipline us
带我们更多的认识他是谁
to bring us to know more of who he is
我不知道我们你的里面今天对着要认识主有多大的渴慕
I wonder how much of a hunger you have in you for knowing the Lord today
对着要认识主有多少的胃口
how much appetite you have for knowing the Lord
在我们身上所发生的事能否产生出来一个后来呢
For the things that happen to us, would they cause something that happens afterward?
因着这个事情发生了
Because these things happen,
你变了
You changed.
后来你变了。
Afterward, you changed.
你跟之前不一样了。
You're different from how you were before.
还是你因着不快乐觉得愁苦。
Or perhaps because of pain and lack of joy, you have pain.
你就留在原地。
And then you stay put.
还是你已经成为神的谋士了。
Or have you already become God's counselor?
靠着你所明白的，你解释解释就够了。
Based on your knowledge that you can explain everything and that's enough.
今天在我们身上所发生的事。
The things that befall us today.
能否产生出来一个呼喊，主啊，让我认识你。
Could it cause us to cry out, Lord, I want to know you?
今天很多人身上发生一件事。
A lot of things happen to people this day.
一些事情发生了。
Some things happen.
根本没有办法引导他在属灵的成长上有任何的建造。
But these things cannot cause any edification in the spiritual growth of these people.
在他的身上没有后来发生。
There's nothing that happens afterwards.
这是很可怕的。
This is very terrible.
是很可惜的。
And this is also quite regretful.
神兴起环境。
God raised up circumstances.
有事情专门为着我们来管教我们。
There are things that he crafted in order to teach us, to discipline us.
为的就是要我们得着益处。
It is for our profit.
让我们真的被改变。
So that we would actually be changed.
使我们在他的圣洁上能有份。
So that we can be partakers of his holiness.
这是一个正常的情况。
This is a normal condition.
如果神兴起环境。
If God raised up circumstance.
后来我远离主了。
Afterward, I am far from the Lord.
我就失去了这个益处。
Then I have lost that profit.
如果神兴起环境。
If God has raised up circumstance.
后来。
Afterward,
我和之前一模一样。
I'm exactly the same as before.
后来我没有任何的改变。
Afterward, I had no change.
那我也失去这个益处。
Then I also lost that benefit.
今天我们一天一天的在过日子。
Today we live day by day.
一年一年的在聚会。
Year by year we gather.
一件一件事情发生在我们身上。
Things happen to us one at a time.
我实在觉得 我需要来问自己。
I feel like we need to ask ourselves.
我是否有被主改变呢？
Have I truly been changed by the Lord?
我这个人到底在主的面前有没有往前呢？
Have I really moved forward in the Lord?
我对主的渴慕有没有被加添呢？
Has my desire for the Lord increased?
我对自己的自怜自爱有没有减少呢？
Has my self-love and pity decreased?
我对很多的罪有没有被拯救出来呢？
Have I been saved out of many sins?
我对世界的爱有没有减弱呢？
Has my love towards the world diminished?
我身上这些败坏的天性有没有被主击打呢？
Has my corrupt nature been struck by God?
当事情发生的时候，我里面的拣选有没有改变呢？
When things happen, has my choice changed?
我怎么生活有没有改变呢？
How I live my life, has that changed?
我里面所看重的事情有没有被改变呢？
The things I value, have those changed?
你对主真实的经历有没有加添呢？
Have our experience with the Lord increased?
你里面对着属灵事情的胃口有没有增长呢？
Has our spiritual appetite increased?
我里面的狂傲有没有被主击打呢？
Has our pride been struck down by the Lord?
我在背后爱讲人的习惯有没有被主更正呢？
Has my gossiping behind people's back, has that been dealt by the Lord?
我想我们太多的问题要来问自己。
There's so many questions we ought to ask ourselves.
如果你今天聚会一直不改变。
If we never change and we continue to gather.
其实你的身上别人闻到你是一个属灵的老油条。
Then other people will smell you as someone who
very old Christian.
A very old Christian.
但不是年长的基督徒。
But not an elder Christian.
你什么话都会讲。
You know how to say everything.
但是你不会让别人影响到别人对主的渴慕的。
But you will not cause others to desire the Lord.
我们需要问主。
We need to ask the Lord.
我信主这些年到底有没有改变呢？
After we believe the Lord so many years, have we changed?
还是我口中所讲的都是多年前的经历？
Or do I only speak of testimonies from experiences from many years past?
今天我已经不再被改变了。
Today I'm no longer being changed.
我再没有被更新的经历了。
I'm no longer being renewed. I don't have those experiences anymore.
在我身上所发生的很多的事情。
There's a lot of things that happened to my life.
神到底是如何记录的？
How does the Lord record it?
是不是记录后来他不聚会了？
Is it to record afterward he doesn't gather anymore?
后来他因着一直不能原谅人，他就退后了。
Afterward, because he couldn't forgive others, he drew back.
后来他不再像以前那样服侍主了。
Afterward, he no longer serves the Lord as he did before.
后来他爱世界了。
afterward, he loved the world.
后来他受伤了，所以他就离开了。
Afterward, because he was hurt, so he left.
弟兄姊妹，到底今天神在记录我们什么样的事情呢？
Brothers and sisters, what are things that God is recording about us?
你真的关心吗？
Do you care?
还是你只是一个无所谓的态度？
Or do you just have a casual attitude?
一件事情发生，
When something happens,
你后来到底在神的面前变成什么样了？
Afterward, how you turned out?
今天是一个危险的日子。
Today,These are perilous times.
基督徒已经不再关心神怎么看我了。
Christians no longer care about how God views us.
因为基督徒专顾自己。
Because Christians only care about themselves.
关心别人怎么看我。
And care about how others see us.
关心我自己怎么看我。
And we care about how we see ourselves.
所以我们就退开了。
So therefore we shrink back.
希伯来书十二章十一节告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11 tells us.
这个该有的光景是怎么样的。
What is the condition we ought to have?
他说后来。
Afterward.
却为那些经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
It yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
今天我们身上所发生的事情
，Today the things that happen，
神在那里管教我们的事情
，The things that the Lord is using to chasten us，
我们得着益处
，It is for our profit，
让我们被改变
，It is for our change，
这是该有的光景
，This is the right condition，
这是神的旨意要做在我们的身上
，This is the purpose of God being done in our life。
神不要我们突然经过很多的事情
，God does not want us to go through a lot of things in vain。
好像神是一位根本没目的的神。
It is as if God is a God of no purpose.
我就在那里碰运气过日子。
And we'll just live our days with coincidences.
神要用着每一件临到我们身上的事来改变我们。
But God will change us, use everything that happens to us to change us.
神兴起环境要来改变我们。
To write up circumstances to change us.
让我们当时觉得不快乐。
In the present, we might not have joy.
反觉得愁苦。
And there will be pain.
但是是为着让我们得着益处。
But it is for the purpose.Of letting us have profit,
为着我们被改变
，so that we may be changed.
这是神要做在你跟我身上。
This is what God wants to do in you and in me.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
主不是要让我们在那里研究什么是神的旨意。
God, the Lord is not asking us to go study and figure out what is the Lord's will.
我们做学术研究，搞清楚神的旨意是什么。
To have some kind of academic study to figure out God's will.
我们说得清楚神永远的旨意是什么。
To be able to explain clearly what is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神学院的人的事情。
This is the domain of those who are in seminary.
神的话告诉我们，这件事情临到你的身上。
The Lord's word tells us when this thing happens to you.
这就是神的旨意。
This is God's purpose.
神就是要让你在这里得益处。
And God will have you gain profit from it.
使你在他的圣洁上能够有份。
So that you can be partakers of his holiness.
神要改变你。
God will change you.
你跟我要伏在主的面前学。
We ought to bow down and prostrate ourselves before the Lord to learn.
这是基督徒的生活。
This is the life of a Christian.
我们不是要进到神学院里面，在那里学什么是神的旨意。
We're not trying to enter into a seminary to learn what is God's purpose.
我们今天要在每天所临到我们的事情上学。
But we are to learn in everything that happens to us.
神的话告诉我们，什么样的人能够得着这个益处
？And God's word tells us what kind of people can actually gain that benefit.
什么样的人能够真正被改变
？What kind of people can truly be changed?
什么样的人能够在神的圣洁上有份
？What kind of people can be partakers of His holiness?
神的话说，这不是每个人都能得着。
God's word says it's not for everyone.
是有条件的。
There is a precondition.
希伯来书十二章十一节告诉我们
，Hebrews 12:11 tells us
这些人是什么人
？What kind of people are they?
圣经称呼他们叫做经炼过的人。
The Bible tells us these are people who have been trained by it.
就是经管教所训练过的人。
It is people who have been trained by discipline.
就是他们选择做一个被训练的人。
It is that they chose themselves to be trained.
他们要来被训练。
They want to be trained.
他们要来被改变。
They want to be changed.
他们允许神用所有发生的事情来训练我这个人。
They allow God to use all the things that happen to us to train them.
他们给主有主权。
They give the lordship to the Lord.
让主坐在我的身上。
So that the Lord will do this on me.
不是他们感觉很快乐。
It is not that they feel joyful.
不是他们感觉不愁苦。
It is not that they don't have pain.
而是他们允许神这样坐在我的身上。
But is that they allow God to do this on them?
当他们愁苦的时候
，when they have sorrow，
他们告诉主
，they tell the Lord，
主啊，求你坐在我的身上。
May you do this in me，
改变我
，change me，
得着我
，apprehend me，
不要让我白过。
Do not let this in vain.
求你的旨意成全在我的身上。
May your will be done in me.
当他们不明白的时候，
when they do not understand,
他们会告诉主，虽然我不明白，
they'll tell the Lord, Lord, even though I don't understand,
主啊，但你永远是对的，
that you are always right.
你永远是可靠的，
you're always reliable.
我还要来到你的面前，
I will still come before your presence.
得着我这个人，
May you apprehend me.
让我对你能够有更深的认识，
so that I would know you more.
是他们的祷告，
this is their prayer.
这是他们里面向着主一个简单的心。
This is a simple heart that they have towards the Lord.
他们身上有一颗清洁的心在哪里？
They have a clean heart before the Lord.
他们的动机是清洁的。
动机 their motive is clear.
他们没有那些藏起来的 hidden agenda.
They don't have any hidden agenda.
他们就是为了要认识主。
They just want to know the Lord.
他们就是，即使里面有很多过不去的事情。
Even though there are a lot of things that they couldn't let go of,
他们都让主知道。
They let the Lord know.
在主的面前没有隐藏。
They don't have anything hidden before.
他们的软弱可以向主打开。
Their weakness can be shown to the Lord.
他们的罪恶可以让主知道。
Their sins can be known by the Lord.
但是他们告诉主，主得着我。
But they tell the Lord, Lord, apprehend me.
改变我。
Change me.
这是一个简单的心。
This is a simple heart.
这是一颗清洁的心。
This is a clean heart.
他们告诉主，主使我愿意。
They tell the Lord, Lord, make me willing.
我迟早还要顺服的。
I will obey.
他们不是没有痛苦。
It is not that they don't feel pain.
他们有痛苦的。
They do have pain.
常常很痛苦的。
In fact, a lot of pain all the time.
但是这些人的身上没有苦毒。
But there's no bitterness.
你闻不到一个苦毒的味道。
You cannot sense bitterness in them.
你见到他们在受苦。
When you see them suffering.
就没有一个苦毒的味道。
Yet they don't have bitterness.
他们不是没有眼泪。
It's not that they have no tears.
有很多暗中的眼泪。
Yes, there are many hidden tears.
不是给人看的。
It is not for others to see.
是给神看的。
It is for God to see.
并且他们的感谢与赞美是真诚的。
Also, their thanks and praises are true.
一点不别扭。
They don't feel forced.
一点不因为这是对的事情，所以我感谢。
It is not, that's
it. 这是对的事情，所以我感谢。
It is right, so I give thanks.
他们真的感谢主。
Oh, it's not that they just feel this is right, so they give thanks, but they truly thank the Lord.
只有这样的人才能成为那些精炼过的人。
Only this kind of people can become those who have been trained by discipline.
只有这样的人才能允许神的手坐在我们的身上。
Only this kind of people could allow the Lord's hand to do that.
也只有这样的人神才会坐在他们的身上。
And only this kind of people will the Lord actually do that work in them.
否则主也不会做。
Otherwise the Lord won't even work.
因为主尊重我。
Because the Lord honors Or sovereignty.
我想就像我们弟兄上周交通的。
Just like our brother shared last week.
西西家他就让我活下来。
Hezekiah, he let him live.
所以神就让他活下来。
Hezekiah asked, let me live, so God let him live.
主就给他。
The Lord gave it to him.
今天这个危险的时候。
During these perilous times.
我们要成为一个精炼过的人。
We need to become those who have been trained by it.
如果你真的要成为精炼过的人。
If you truly want to be those who are trained.
是不容易的。
It's not easy.
我想我是否要成为这样的人呢？
Do I want to be someone like that?
还是我告诉主，主啊，你把标准降低一点，让我容易一点过去吧。
Or would I tell the Lord, Lord, just lower your standard a little so it's a little easier for me to pass?
我想主的确爱我们。
I believe God indeed loves us.
主爱每一个儿女，所以他管教我们。
God loves his children. That's why he disciplines.
但是我们要记得。
But you have to remember,
主爱我们，主管教我们，是真的。
The Lord loves us, He disciplines us, this is true.
但我们不一定能够得着主管教我，我要得的益处。
But it is not guaranteed that we will get that profit.
这也在乎我的拣选。
It depends on what we choose.
我是否让主来训练我呢？
Are we allowing the Lord to train us?
我是否给主有主权，让主坐在我的身上？
Do we give lordship to the Lord so that He can actually do the work?
有管教是一回事。
It is on one hand to have that discipline.
神爱我们是一回事。
And for God to love us.
但是得着管教的益处是另外一回事。
It is on a different thing for us to actually gain that profit.
事情可以发生。
Things could actually happen.
但我不见得会改变。
But I might not change.
可以有很多事情发生。
Could be, a lot of things could happen.
因为神爱我们，我们感谢主。
Because God loves us, we thank Him.
但我们不一定会改变。
But we don't necessarily change.
今天我们到底有否被主改变呢？
Today, are we actually changed by the Lord?
神的话告诉我们，有些人就是不变的。
The Lord's word tells us some people just don't change.
很多事情在那里发生，但他就是不改变的。
A lot of things happen, yet they are not changed.
只有一个经练过的人，他才会被改变。
Only those who are trained by the discipline will be changed.
我们要告诉主。
We need to tell the Lord.
主啊，不要让事情枉费。
Do not let these things happen in vain.
很多人觉得快乐就是真快乐。
A lot of people feel that if we're joyful, then that's true joy.
不愁苦就是真平安。
As long as there's no pain, then we have peace.
这是这个世界教给我们的。
This is what the world teaches us.
如果我们今天不去竭力地认识主看为对的是什么。
If we today do not strive to know what God, to know what is right in God's eyes,
其实 social media 会把所有的观念都放在我们里面的。
Then social media will give you all the worldview.
我们很难要来走在主所要我们走的路上。
It is very difficult for us to walk on the way that the Lord wants us to walk.
因为我们的观念已经被这个世界影响得太厉害了。
Because our viewpoint has already been affected so much by the world.
你开心就好。
If you feel good, that's good.
你就是感觉不愁苦就好。
If you don't feel pain, then that's good.
你觉得平安就好。
If you feel that you're at peace, then that's good.
神的话怎么说？
But what does the Lord's word say?
希伯来书十二章十一节告诉我们。
Hebrews 12:11 tells us.
后来却为那些经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
你有没有想过，当你允许神的旨意，神的手坐在你的身上？
Have you thought of this when you allow the Lord's hand to work in you?
当你不顾自己当下是否快乐，是否愁苦。
When you no longer are mindful of whether you feel joy or pain in the present.
就是把自己交给主。
Then you have given yourself to the Lord.
让主坐在我的身上。
To let the Lord do his work in me.
让主得着我。
To let the Lord apprehend me.
让主照着他所安排的事情带我走。
To let the Lord walk, guide me according to the way that He has laid out.
只要主看为是对的，我就接受。
As long as the Lord sees as right, then I will accept.
在我们身上就发生一件事情。
Then there is something that will happen in us.
其实这是一个属灵的律。
Actually, this is a spiritual law.
我们身上就结出一种的果子。
We will bear a kind of fruit.
是平安的果子。
It is a peaceable fruit.
很奇怪的。
This is very strange.
当时明明不觉得快乐。
We didn't feel joy.
明明觉得愁苦。
We felt pain.
但却为经炼过的人。
But for those who are trained by it.
他的身上结出来一个平安的果子。
They bear this peaceable fruit.
就让他的里面真的踏实。
And it will...
让他的里面真的有平安。
Then they will truly have peace within.
不是因为没有事情所以觉得平安。
It is not because there is nothing happening so they feel peace.
而是因着身上结出一个平安的果子。
But it's because there's this peaceable fruit.
我想，只有那些经炼过的人。
Only those who have been trained by it.
才知道这个果子是什么。
Will know what this peaceable fruit is.
如果今天你不走过这段路。
If you do not walk this way.
你不让神带你走过这段路。
You do not allow God to bring you to walk this way.
不允许神这样坐在你的身上。
You do not allow God to do this work in you.
你永远不会知道什么是真平安。
You will never know what true peace is.
你只是在那里用人的方法安慰人，不要有事情发生。
You continue to comfort others using man's ways.
我想感谢主，主有时候给我们出人意外的平安。
We thank the Lord that He sometimes gives us a peace that the world cannot, that surpasses all understanding.
神的话也告诉我们，有一个平安的果子是我们需要结出来的。
That the Lord's word also tells us that we need to bear this peaceable fruit.
只为着那些经炼过的人能够结出来。
And it is only for those who have been trained by it.
并且这个果子不只为着他自己。
And in fact, moreover, this fruit is not just for them.
别人也可以吃到的。
Others can taste of it.
这个人是一个有味道的人。
This is someone who has a fragrance.
别人因着他的果子可以得饱足。
Others can be fed because of their fruit.
很奇怪的，你看这个人不快乐，他在受苦。
It's very strange. You see this person is suffering and they don't have joy.
但是当他经炼过之后。
But after you have been trained by that.
你会发现你从这个人的身上可以得着饱足。
You will notice that you can actually be fed through that person.
你会发现好像跟这个人交通你可以吃到他里面的平安。
That when you have fellowship with this person, you can eat of that peace.
他的平安也进到你的里面。
And his peace goes into you.
让你这个人也得着饱足。
So that you are also fed.
我想这是属灵的律。
This is a spiritual law.
这个是我们今天能够服侍人的办法。
This is the way that we can serve others.
我们不是只在那里安慰别人。
We're not there just to comfort.
解决人外面的问题。
To solve their outward issues.
解决人当下的愁苦。
To solve their present sorrow.
解决人当下的不快乐。
To solve their lack of joy.
我们要在神的面前做一个经练过的人。
We need to become those who have been trained before God's presence.
如果你今天真是一个经练过的人。
If today we are truly those who have been trained.
你的身上就要结出一个平安的果子。
Then we will bear that fruit, peaceable fruit.
你的家就会因着你练过得着平安。
Then your household will, because you have been trained, they will get peace.
你的妻子就会因着你经练过得着平安。
And your wife will have peace because you have been trained.
你的弟兄姊妹就会经过你因着你练过得着平安。
Your brother or your sister will be, have peace because you have been trained.
旁边遇见你的同事们不信主的人，因着你这个平安的果子就得着宝座。
And those who are around you, perhaps coworkers who might not believe the Lord because of you have been trained.And this peaceful fruit that they will also be fed. This is what the Lord wants us to walk. Today we meet a lot of friends. How do we bring peace to them? Unless I have peace myself. Unless I am someone who bear that peaceful fruit. Otherwise we're just there helping them. Only there to comfort them.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要在主的面前有一个强烈的心志。
We need to have the strong desire before the Lord, brothers and sisters.
主啊，让我是一个经练过的人。
That I could be someone who's trained.
我要得着这个真的平安。
That I will gain this true peace.
神的家只有这个真的平安才能喂养人。
Only true peace can supply the need in God's house.
不是风平浪静。
It is not when everything is calm.
不是什么都接纳，什么都可以。
To accept everything, everything's alright.
而是我们能够结出这个平安的果子。
But rather it is so that we can have this peaceable fruit.
这是只为着那些允许神坐在他们身上的人。
It is only for those who allow God to do the work in them.
我们今天不要怕。
Do not be afraid today.
今天有很多的事情发生在我们身上。
A lot of things happen to us today.
愿主得着我们。
May the Lord apprehend us.
我们在主的面前是一个经验过的人。
So that we are people before the Lord's presence to be trained.
当下虽然有不快乐，有愁苦。
Even though there's present lack of joy and pain.
主啊，我要往前。
Lord, I want to go forward.
带我往前走。
Lord, lead me to walk forward.
让我这个人身上有后来发生在我的身上。
So there'll be something that happens afterward.
主啊，后来我要被改变。
Afterward, I'll be changed.
后来我要被你得着。
Afterward, I'll be apprehended by you.
今年过去我要比去年要更在你的面前认识你。
After this year, I will know you more than this past year.
我不要在我在你的面前是一个不被改变的人。
I do not want to be someone who is not changed by you.
我想我的时间到了。
I think that my time is up.
求主在这个危险的时代改变我们。
May the Lord change us during these perilous times.
当其他人可以在那里随便的过基督徒的生活。
When others might casually live in their Christian life.
我们不能允许我们自己是一个随便的人。
May we not permit ourselves to be someone who's casual.
我们要成为一个精炼过的人。
So that we would be someone who's trained.
好使神的家真能给人饱足。
So that the house of God can feed others.
不要怕今天有失败。
Do not be afraid of failures.
只要有后来可以发生在我们身上。
As long as there is an afterward.
你就感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
主啊，你是真实的。
Lord, you are real.
不是我今天能够安慰人。
Otherwise, I cannot comfort people today.
而是因着这些事情，我们能够成为一个被人吃的人。
But it is through these things that happen to us that we become those who can be eaten by others.
愿我们都这样来经历主。
May we experience the Lord together this way.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你的路是正路。
Your way is the right way.
你的路也高过我们的道路。
And your ways are higher than our ways.
主啊，你永远要带我们向前。
You will continue to bring us forward.
主啊，当我们经过所有的难处。
As we go through all the difficulties.
主啊，让我们成为一个经炼过的人。
May we become those who have been trained by them.
主啊，使你的家真的有平安的果子结出来。
So that your house will bear that peaceful fruit.
使人遇见我们，主啊，就得着饱足。
So that those people who meet us will be fed.
改变我们。
Change us, Lord.
使我们一直在你的面前被改变。
So that we will continue to be changed by you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天聚会就停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting here today.